the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's Never O'Clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Lyon Jr., Mark Davila. All right. So
my microphone's not where it's supposed to be.
You're the one who puts it where you
it's
have it.
It's swung, man. I don't know what's going on.
My dick's swinging. So
need a telemarketer-type headset.
Ooh, wouldn't that be convenient? Or like a kind of Britney Spears-type setup. You know, she has a headset.
Yeah, some online guys do them, and then they sound like this. They're like really close to the microphone. It doesn't sound good.
Yeah, I mean, apparently they don't have ears, or that they don't really know what good sound is.
Yeah. Well, what if we went deaf? Could we do the show anymore? You'd learn to sign?
No, we could still talk.
It's true, because we already learned
to speak. We know how to speak. Like, deaf people, they have that deaf sound, because they can't hear themselves. They've never learned.
But it's hard to hear.
We would need somebody on the outs. We need a third person. And
the real edition.
Yeah.
The third real edition. Here's our interpreter.
No, we don't need an interpreter. We could still fucking talk. But we would need a guy to, like, give us the high sign or the low sign, letting us know, like, you're being way too fucking loud. Because we can't tell.
I couldn't hear what you were saying.
No, I know.
So we both have our own subjects. I would like to talk about my new invention. Okay, I'm going to talk about porn now.
No. Do you understand it would just be me and you talking over each other? Yeah. We wouldn't be talking to each other. We'd be talking at each other at the same time.
You know, I don't know if you know this, but that's how most conversations in life go.
Yeah.
Like, most people don't, like, listen to what you're saying. They're just waiting for the next spot to say something.
Well, that was in Pulp Fiction. Recall one of the guys asked that question. Who was it? John Travolta?
I don't really remember.
Yeah, he says, like, what kind of person are you? Are you the kind of person who listens, or are you just waiting for the other person to stop talking so you could speak? Something like that. I'm paraphrasing.
I'm definitely the latter.
I mean, I do both.
Or I'm waiting for them to stop so I can not speak, and they can stop speaking as well, and we can just go our separate ways.
No, but I mean, I do both. I mean, yeah, I'm listening, but when you want to interject, you got to wait for their break. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes they don't want to fucking give you that. They don't want to make a break. They don't want to make a spot for you. They just want to keep on going. So at some point, you have to, like, fucking force your way in. It's like, I'm just going to jump right in here because apparently you won't shut the fuck up.
Oh, are you done?
Yeah.
I wasn't listening. I was waiting for my turn to speak.
All right, your turn. Go.
So do you have any new inventions this week or no?
No, but I had a thought. And my thought was, so
these inventions are stupid and I'll never sell any of them.
That's not my thought. It's never crossed my mind at all.
I don't like the angle of my microphone because I can almost see you. I don't like it.
Don't look at me.
We don't look at each other when we do the show.
No, I look at you. You don't look at me.
Well, I guess. I'm going to put my hat up so I can't see. Yeah, but I think...
What do you mean I don't... All I do is... You're right in front of me.
We're not making eye contact. Is what I'm
yeah, we don't make eye contact.
I think that's an incredible feat because usually you'd have to play off each other, but we managed to do it.
If we ever... What is this fucking audio?
If one of us ever moved away and had to do the show via, like, Skype or something...
Yeah, it'd be fine. Wouldn't even matter.
So, although, you know, it does make a difference because there's, like, a little bit of a delay.
Yeah, we'd work something out. I don't know.
It's always weird when people do, like, Skype phone calls.
We'd compensate. I think as long as we have... You know what? The key would be we need the same equipment. If my setup, wherever I was the exact same setup you had where you are, I think it'd be fine. Because I think a big mistake people have, they have different mics, total different setups, and you can tell the difference in the sound from one to the other.
Or I'll just replace you with a naked lady.
Which would work very well for this audio podcast.
Hey, listen, it's not about that. I'll tell her doing a podcast. Hey, we're going to record a podcast today. Why don't you just take your clothes off? Get yourself comfortable.
Sure, Mikey. All right.
What's this, old lady?
Yep, that's all you can get.
That's Mark's patented old lady voice. Uh-huh. I know that anywhere.
Yep, granny porn. That's a gilf. That's a gilf right there.
Yeah, you know, I still haven't seen any real ladies in porn yet.
Yeah. Well,
they're usually like 50 or 60.
You're young. At most. You know, you will.
That's not old to me. You know, you get. I want to see like a 96-year-old doing porn. Is there anyone that old? I don't think so.
Oh, of course there is. With porn, you know, if you can think it, it's been done.
Yeah, you know what? There's some liability issues with that.
They sign. Listen, man, we have like fucking...
I'm sorry, I'm moving my microphone. There we go.
Whatever. We got Fear Factor. We got a lot of crazy shit out there. If an old lady wants to get banged by a 20-year-old dude, she'll sign some waivers. She has a heart attack, that's on her.
You know what? As a lawyer, signing waivers isn't really like the... You know, it doesn't clear you for everything.
Nothing means fucking anything. You know, listen, we're getting married. I don't want you to steal my money because I'm rich and you don't have shit. Oh, we're getting a divorce a month later. You signed a prenup. Guess what? Don't give a fuck. I'm still going to fight you for it. We're still going to court.
How did you?
Nothing means anything.
How did you?
Contracts don't mean shit.
You let me say I was a lawyer and you didn't even care.
Yeah, I know. I thought maybe you went to law school since this afternoon.
Well,
could have.
I had passed the bar.
Yeah. Can you take the bar without going to law school?
We've talked about this before. I have no
probably
idea.
Not.
I don't think so.
Because I could have studied for the bar. I was blown up on the test. Like how we do school now. School is designed. Just, we'll teach you enough to pass the fucking test. So you don't need to learn anything. Just, well, I'll let you pass the test.
How many years do you have to go to school to be a lawyer? Because you have to go to regular college and then get into...
Regular college... Ace that.
Law school.
Then law school, ace that, and then you take the bar.
Like 3 or 4 times if you're John F. Kennedy Jr.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Speaking of inventions, I didn't know this existed, but there's a thing...
The telephone.
Apparently it's been around for like, you know, 80 years or something.
Yeah, it's a phone. Yeah, been a while.
But it's called a menstrual cup. So, if you're a girl and you have your period...
Wait, is that thing dudes take a shot glass and put it between their legs and then they drink it? Well, drink the menstrual blood? Is that it?
Well, I don't know about that. But there's a whole movement of these women who say that it's bad for you to use tampons and pads and stuff.
Drip dry.
Because there's lots of chemicals and shit in there. And it's not good for the environment. But this cup, which you pay $40 for, it is reusable. You just stick it up there. And when it fills up, you take it out and dump it out, rinse it out, and you stick it back up there again.
Sounds pretty gross.
But girls are loving it. Now,
probably not. I don't think it's very popular. I don't think girls are loving it.
The thing about it is that, like, if you're in the mall, you know, you can't rinse it out in the sink. Like, what are you doing? Your blood's all over the sink. It's gross. So they're saying what you should do is bring some, like, wipes with you and just wipe it out a little bit and then clean it, you know, better later on when you're in the privacy of
your home. Yeah, that sounds fine. I mean, stay in the stall, dump it out in the toilet, wipe it down with the wipe. But then, you know, don't flush that wipe because that's not a flushable wipe.
You know,
that's rude. You're going to clog the store's toilet.
Why would you do that? That's just fucking weird.
That's not a popular thing. Very few people do it.
And
there's a few weirdos who think that's a good idea.
That's gross. Even though, you know, some dudes are grossed out by period blood. I don't really care either way.
Who cares? It's fine.
I remember this one time I was dating a girl. I was in her apartment.
I was drowning in menstrual blood.
No, but she had, like, blood on the toilet seat. I was like, should I tell her that she's got blood on the toilet seat, or should I just, you know, let it go? Should I wipe it off so she didn't know I saw it? Because if I leave it there, she's going to know that I saw it.
Yeah, or she's going to think it's yours. I think it's his menstrual blood.
Is his ass bleeding?
Oh, my God. He's so fucking disgusting. I'm never going to talk to this guy again. He bled all over my toilet
seat. I believe I just went about, whatever. It's good.
You see that shit sometimes. There's like
blood we're talking about.
Yeah, that too. I mean, you see weird things. It's like, well, I'm not even going to mention it. There's a little bit of toilet paper stuck to her ass or something. You know, it's like, well, whatever.
Those are the things like that you're better off not mentioning because it's just embarrassing.
Yeah, it embarrasses them, kind of ruins the moment.
Hey, listen, something's going on with me. I don't want to know about it.
Oh, Mark, maybe you should wipe a little better. Why don't you go back to the bathroom?
Yeah. You got some those berries in your ass?
Oh. All right, I'm gonna leave.
I think I was gonna go home.
Yeah, I'm like, oh man, I feel my phone vibrating. Mark, you're not even wearing pants. Your phone's on the other side of the room. I know.
Just keep it, man.
I gotta go.
I'm sure there's shit that happens between people during sex or whatever, and you never talk to him again because it's too much.
Yeah,
like there's some sort of like, you know, some sort of shit accident during sex, I'm sure happens a lot.
I mean,
not a lot, but you know, I'm sure it happens.
Maybe you listen. You gotta go. Maybe you're holding things in, and then you're in a relaxed moment, and then all of a sudden, oh shit!
Did you just shit all over my bed? Oh, I'm so sorry.
The thing is, I knew a girl and her boyfriend. I guess, you know, he enjoys drinking, and he got drunk, and he shit himself in the bed.
Is that something you do when you're drinking? You know, pissing yourself would be understandable. You got a full bladder.
I don't know. I mean, I've never... This never happened to me.
And, you know, you broke the seal. You ever hear drunk say that?
Yeah,
man, you want to break the seal? Like, that doesn't make any sense scientifically.
I know. It's fucking stupid. I know. They just have their dumb drunk, you know, theories. But, dude shit himself in bed, and
you know, I can't mix alcohol because I get really bad.
Listen, I don't even want to fucking hear it. I really don't. It's really annoying.
I don't hang out with anyone who drinks really.
But. Yeah, I know. They all have that dumb shit. I know.
And then you explain to them, they're just like, they just look at you like you're a moron.
Alcohol is alcohol.
Don't you hate when morons look at you like a moron because you cut them in their moron thinking?
Well, it doesn't matter because they don't.
That's the way it is, though.
You can't tell them anything because they know what they know.
Listen, you know, mixing alcohol, it's all alcohol. It doesn't matter. What do you know? You're an idiot.
I'm like, everyone knows what they know, so, like, I don't even fucking want to hear it.
Right? Yeah,
but anyway, the dude shit himself. Wasn't that a deal breaker for her? And he decided it was okay, too, because he didn't disappear.
I'd be pretty embarrassed.
Yeah, I would just, that would be it. The relationship would be over.
I mean, even with a girl you've been with for 3 years, they'd be like, you know...
Listen, either we break up or I have to kill you. I don't know, which is... What do you want?
You literally keep all my stuff. I gotta go. I'm moving back home.
Yeah. Look, I'll start new. I'll buy new shit. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like what you're gonna do. You know, a lot of people who move, like, across the country do that, because it's like... It's so expensive to move all your shit, so you just, like, whatever...
You know, like, what if you're going to move to some place that's surrounded by water? It's like, I have a car, I have a lot of shit, well, I'm going to ship everything over? Well, fuck that, man. I'm having a fire sale, sell everything.
Oh, you're like moving to Hawaii?
Yeah, or, you know, going overseas. I'm moving to Europe, I'm going to fucking put my car in a box and bring it?
Hawaii is a weird place to have a car, because, like... Can't drive very far, you know. I don't really know how big Hawaii is. It's bigger than you think.
Do you think it's like 3 feet wide?
Well, it's like my backyard.
Pretty big. It's pretty big. A car would be useful, I think.
I know, but it's just it's like
Hawaii. You jump from island to island.
Do you feel like you'd be trying to feel like kind of stranded in Hawaii? Like,
no,
I'm stuck here, man.
I feel like that in my life.
Well, that's understandable. But I'm just saying,
Hawaii's nice because it's still America, but it feels so foreign.
True. Yeah, they don't like mainlanders either.
I know.
Except for Magnum P.I.
They're very racist. Well, I'll just have a Magnum P.I. mustache. I think I'll get away with it then.
Detroit Tigers hat.
Yeah.
And then you can work for Higgins, who claims he's the groundskeeper of the house, but a lot of theories say that Higgins actually owned the house, and he was a guy who always mentioned, you know, he always mentioned some dude who owned the house. In Magnum P.I.?
Yeah, weird stuff going on there. I don't know.
The best thing about Magnum P.I., if you've never seen it, I guess this means nothing to you, but is that in the second to last season, he died. Then the fans complained, so they brought him back. Like, Magnum P.I. died in what was supposed to be the last episode. And
what the fuck is this? You killed Magnum? Well, hold on. And we'll then, say it was a fucking dream
and
or
then
something.
I didn't see it. I was reading about it. And then they ended up like deciding that, well, all right, he's still alive. Let's do another season.
How do they say not he didn't die?
Well, like it's 80s
death or something.
That show barely had. You know, it's not like these shows that they do now.
Yeah, now they try and make them have sense. Back then, they're like, "Fuck it, I don't know. We're replacing the husband with some different guy. No one mentioned anything."
There's some show, like your nightly. What do they call them? Your primetime soaps did that. You know, Dallas and Dynasty and St. Elsewhere. But a lot of shows in the 80s were just like the A Team. You never even talked about what happened the week before. Like, hey, remember when we souped up our truck last week? We should have left the same way this as it was, because now we got to do it again.
Yeah, we had all these fucking guns and shit popping out of our van. We should have just left it. We're always shooting dudes.
I know, and no one's ever getting hit.
Yeah.
And it all blanks. Hey, it ends up like all the balls we brought are blanks. But good news, they all have blanks too, so we're all set.
There was a super bad batch in the Bullet Factory, So, like, everyone has blanks, man. I don't know.
Remember the girlfriend I had years ago was convinced that the A-Team always took place in a different country? We argued with her about it for, like, months.
Yeah, she's like, no, they were never in America. They were always in another country. And I was like, no, they were always in fucking America.
And the theme song, they go, the L.A. Underground.
That's what they said. And she was like, no, and no, I remember. I used to watch it with my dad. I know.
And here's a callback. They had a van. How the fuck did they get the van? I think every once in a while they went somewhere.
I'm not even sure if they ever did. I don't know. But, I mean, for the most, I'm going to say 95% of the time, if, you know, if not 100, they were in fucking America.
By the way, how did they get so much work? You think at some point they'd just be, like, cleaning stuff. Because, like, they need money, but there's, like, how many people have problems where they need, where were they,
and you know what?
Were they mercenaries? Were they?
I guess. They're kind of like mercenaries, but just for, like, you know, common folk. But the thing is, how much business are they going to get just from word of mouth? There was no internet back then. I couldn't go online and look for, you know, blue-collar mercenary.
Yeah, you just take any work you can. Like, hey, I need this fence painted. I heard you guys are...
Yeah, I'm the best fence painter. Pity the fool. Give me that paint.
Well, we got a fly there. Oh, no. Then they poison him. Every episode, they're poisoning B.A.
I wouldn't... Poison kind of implies that they killed him. They didn't poison Mr. T.
they
fucking killed me. Oh, mama.
But then they'd have their van. I don't know how that would have worked. That show... I loved that show when I was a kid. A lot of holes. It was bad.
All those shows in
the
No
one ever got
bad.
Fucking shot. The best is when they... When Curious George, no.
George McFly?
Boy George is on that episode.
Yeah. We did a Shut Up and Watch the Movie with an episode of A-Team.
Oh, yeah, I don't think it's on Netflix anymore.
No? No. Then it's just... There's an episode of Shut Up and Watch the Movie where we just talk about the A-Team.
Yeah, I think they got rid of the A-Team.
Yeah.
They get rid of a lot of good stuff, and either about Netflix, you'll have some.
Well, I get. I mean, there's only so much room for shit, I guess.
And then you know they make different
deals. You know, out with the old and with the new. It's too bad. I say just get more server space and just have everything.
Yeah, there's too much now. You know, like I don't know, 6 out of 10 times I go to Netflix, I don't ever watch anything. I can't decide. Like, yeah, it's too fucking late.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few shows that I like on there that I want to watch like straight through. But for the most part, there's so much shit on there, and I don't want to watch any of it.
But there's a lot of things that like that looks kind of good. I'm like, eh.
I mean, I will. You know, I'll browse through. I'm like, decent. You know, if I have some time, I'll sit.
But
and
other
watch
than
it.
Saturday night, it'll be like 2 a.m. I'll be like, you know, my girlfriend is already zonked out, so I'll be like, I'm gonna watch some Netflix. So I'm for 10-15 minutes. I'm just going. No, I go, fuck it, I'm going to sleep. It's like...
Yeah, I'll do a lot of browsing, but then I won't watch anything.
So. Yeah, that's what Netflix makes a lot of money. They're like gyms.
I know. I pay my membership
Netflix
and never
makes
go.
Tons of money. Because at first Netflix said you're making tons of money because people would get a video and then it would be sitting on their kitchen table for like 6 months. And then they'd never watch it. Like, oh yeah, I forgot we had white girls. That we rented from Netflix.
Yeah, I've been getting I paid like $300 for this, huh?
And you know, now that you have the digital, there'll be months where I won't even watch anything, and then I'm like, oh, Netflix.
Yeah, still paying it every month.
Well, it always hurts when they take it, like, fuck, I forgot about that.
Yeah, it's like, I never know when it's coming. So, like, I keep track of my finances, and it's like,
I don't know why you do something silly like that.
I know.
Keep track of your finances.
I'm a maniac.
Or necessity, I guess.
Yeah. I don't want to overdraft. So, you know, and then all of a sudden, like, why aren't things matching up? Plus, I have Hulu, too, so that's like $16 right there and gone.
Oh. Yeah, you don't have cable, so you're good. You cut the cord.
Yeah, I did. Good, you know, well, internet,
you're
Hulu,
lucky that,
Netflix.
You're lucky not being into sports. If I wasn't into sports...
You might do the same.
Yeah, because... But I'd
way
like,
cheaper.
Yeah.
Man,
but then
fuck
I miss
that
Monday
shit.
Night Football and stuff.
Hey, what, you can't go to your parents' house?
I suppose I could, but I don't want to go over that much. Come on. It only takes so much.
Oh, that much? Once a week?
Well, it'll be like... Sunday's all on regular
plus,
TV.
Yeah, you know what? I mean,
so Monday's and Thursday football. In college... Well, I mean, I have my mom's login to use ESPN Go, which...
There you go. Get rid of cable.
Which is not available on my cable, my dish, so I had to use her thing.
You just convinced yourself to get rid of cable. You happy?
You know, I can't anyway because I'm under contract. I tried getting out of it and they told me no.
Fuck you, man.
We know what it was. Like January of this year, our old DVR sucked. It was like slow and, you know, you press a button and it'd be delayed and we didn't have HD in these other rooms. So I was like,
you have so many rooms.
Yeah, so we paid an extra $100 for a stupid HD. You know, that's the weird thing about DirecTV that pisses me off. You pay for your fucking receivers, but they're not actually yours. You pay like $150, but you're renting.
Yeah, what the fuck are you paying? That's a lot of money to rent.
I don't know, leasing, whatever.
Whatever, man.
So anyways, so I called up and I'm like, hey, you know, I'm going to cancel. Like, whoa, why do you want to cancel? I'm like, well, you know, we want some more rooms. I had an excuse. She's like, well, we have the Genie. I'm like, yeah, well, the last time you guys said that it would cost me $200 to install the Genie. It's like, no, we can do that for free for you. I'm like, oh, that sounds good, good. I'm like, oh, I got one over on them. So then a few months ago, I'm like, oh, I'm going to call and cancel DirecTV and just, you know, switch to something else and not have anything. Oh, you're under a two-year contract. I'm like, I never agreed to that. Like, yeah, back in January, you know, would you think we'd give you that stuff for free?
You fucking sucker. They gotcha.
He scolded me. He's like, what, you think we just gave that to you for free? Like, well, it's not mine to keep. I don't understand what the fucking, why I'm paying for shit that's not mine.
Yeah, I know. Give me what for free? That thing that's yours? What the fuck, take it back.
I mean, come on.
Can I sell it? It's not mine then. You didn't give me shit. You're letting me hold something.
How'd they get away with that? They must call it leasing, I guess.
I guess.
But if you want to get a new receiver through DirecTV, you got to go online and pay for it. It's usually like $200-$300 for some of the good receivers.
Now, you can buy your own receiver, but what the fuck do you do with that thing? Because I've seen them. It's like, you can buy that shit.
Not a DirecTV one.
No, not like theirs specifically. But like, you can buy like some kind of generic receiver, but then what do you do with it?
There's only two satellite companies right now. Yeah, I don't think they work.
You wouldn't be able to hook it up with anything, like, you know, any kind of service. Yeah, because
they have to have the access card and all that.
I know, but like, I've seen them like to buy. It's like, but I don't understand how it works. I mean, it must do something, because why would they fucking sell it?
And then they were sending it to me, and I was like, well, can I put it myself? Like, no, you're gonna need to. So these two dude installers had to come by. They didn't do anything special. I could have done it. I mean, I guess it was free, so in the long run...
Well, those dudes need to make a fucking living, so that's why they don't want you doing it yourself.
I guess.
It's like, listen, we're paying these dudes, so...
What's a pain? Because then I have to lock up my dog and...
Throw it in jail.
Yeah, because they're always like, do you have a dog? They put in the notes. You know, it's good. There's one. Because one time, we were out in the garage, cleaning the garage. This UPS, FedEx guy, I don't know which one it was... He just opens the door and comes wandering in with my package, and the dog, like, and he just threw it at me and ran out the door. He literally threw it in the air and ran. It's like, well, dude.
Who the fuck do you think you are? You're just going to start opening up doors, man. What, do you live here? Are you my new roommate?
In the door, I have a sticker on the door that says, beware of dog. My dog's not vicious or anything, but I just got it because it's fun to have a sticker. And it's like, you didn't see the sign?
Plus, how about this? You're going up to a house you don't fucking know? You don't own this house? You don't know anyone in this house? Knock on the goddamn door.
Ironically, that guy does own my house. He's my landlord /UPS guy.
Yeah. Knock on the fucking door. You'd open it up. And he's like, I have a package for you. Then you'd blow him. Then he'd leave.
Whatever happened, you know, now they just leave shit. Like, they don't even bother.
Yeah.
Like, your house, even if you're home, they don't even knock on the door anymore.
I got a few packages within the last couple weeks. You know, Christmas shit. And it's just on my porch.
Yeah, they don't knock on the door anymore.
Yeah, it's
unless,
like,
I think, like, some stuff, like, if you order a cell phone online, they usually have to have it signed. Which is why, like, a lot of times I'll send to my mom's house because I won't be home, but...
I normally send stuff to my parents' house just because, you know, it's easier. Somebody's always
why
home.
Don't people just, like, especially this time of the year, just go through neighborhoods?
I know. It's like, it made me nervous because I fucked up and I put my own address... for a few packages. So I'm like, oh shit, it's coming to me.
It's coming to me now.
Yeah, I don't like it because, as I said, it's just on the fucking porch. Anyone could just wander by. Oh, what's this? I'm gonna grab it. It's, as you said, it's the Christmas season. People are getting gifts. There's some nice shit coming in the mail. I'm just gonna wander around. I see a package, I'm just gonna fucking run up and grab it.
Yeah, I mean, you could just...
You could
go collecting.
I mean, people aren't just fucking standing outside staring.
Yeah, you'd be surprised at how little a lot of people are paying attention.
Yeah. just because you do something, they're not going to assume you're not supposed to be doing it. Maybe that's your package. I don't fucking know.
You know how it works. Just like in the movies, you have a van with a, like, you know, electric company things, magnet on the side. You come pulling up, and you have a clipboard, and like a.
As long as you look like you should be doing something, like you don't, you're not all shifty and looking around nervous.
Yeah, you bring your clip, one of those metal clipboards that fold out that you see those guys have.
Yeah.
And then you have your, like, a blue, like a navy blue shirt and pants, boots, and
a jacket. They got a match. Yeah.
And then you have a cell phone. You pretend you're talking on it. Like, yeah, I don't know. They said they were going to be home from 1 to 8. I don't know where they are. That sounds good.
Reading the meter. Break in and
when like I do suspicious rummaging. Things, I always do a commentary on what I'm doing. Yep, just seeing if they're home and delivering this package here. Oh, wait. I put the wrong one out here. Oh, damn. I'm going to put this back in the truck and grab a different one.
You know, but, like, I don't know my fucking neighbors. If I just see some kids wander up, go up to a porch, grab a package. A package.
I know you're
and walk away. I'm not going to say, that kid's stealing something. No, I'm like, that's probably his fucking house.
I know.
I wouldn't think anything
I'd
of it.
I'd be so embarrassed if I told a guy, like, hey,
you. What? Shut the fuck up, old man. It's my house.
Who's an old man?
He's like, he's calling me old man because he's probably young.
Oh, do we look old yet? I don't think so.
I don't think I do, but I mean, if he's like 12,
I suppose.
Yeah, like, but what why the, not, man? What are run around.
What do we look like to 19-year-old girls? I wonder.
No idea. I mean, they could tell we're older than them.
I don't think so.
But I don't think they're not going to think I'm 19.
They probably think, you know, as far as I know, I'm still in my mid... People think I'm in my mid-20s. Because everyone at work always thought I was younger.
Yeah, I mean...
But then they do the thing. They always do the same thing. Like, I'm like, well... They're like, yeah, well, you're still young. I'm like, well, I'm not that young. Really? How old are you? And I tell them, and they're like, really? Hey, Steve, how old do you think he is? Well, seeing you're asking, it must be something weird. Let me think.
112.
Hmm. When you ask somebody like that, then they know that there's a
degree. Yeah, I know. Then it's something, you know.
You know, I was at the fair last year. I was going to...
See if that dude can guess your age and weight.
I don't want to waste any money. And plus, what do I need those shitty prizes
I know. For? Well, you put a pillow under your shirt. Give yourself a nice gut.
And how does it work? You just tell them the age. Like, they write it down. Like, all right, how old are you? And then you say the age. But wouldn't you just be like... 47?
Couldn't you just lie? Yeah. Or do you have to show your ID? Because, you know, on your ID is like a weight... An age?
And there's no weight on their IDs.
Isn't there?
No.
Are you sure? There used to be.
I don't know. I don't have my wallet on me.
There used to be weight on the ID.
I don't think so. Weight fluctuates. I think it's height, and that's it.
Are you sure? I'm gonna try to dig around, trying to get my fucking wallet out.
Let's see. The big reveal.
I know. I'm going to
see. You got a little fucking envelope?
Well, I guess not.
I told you.
I could have sworn there used to be.
Dude, people, my weight would have been, when I got my, would be like 120 on my license, and I weigh way more than that. I weigh like 180 now.
Well, let me tell you something. The height that's on my license is off, too. I'm not this tall.
Well, you lied.
I know.
What height did you put on there?
I say I'm 5'7". I'm not even 5'7".
I put 6'2", and I'm like a little less than 6'2", so.
Yeah, I'm not.
Well, my sneakers on, I'm 6'2", I guess.
With like, my stilts on,
do you want 5'7". Do you want my... flat-footed hike? Because I always have shoes on when I'm driving.
That is true. I think I've tried barefoot before. Not like driving a long
distance. Isn't it illegal to drive barefoot?
I don't know.
I always heard that. Because you know girls, they have their flip-flops. Because flip-flops are horrible.
Yeah, they're not good driving materials.
They're not good for anything.
I know.
The worst fucking shoe in the history of man, and girls love... Like, man, as soon as spring comes, you see all the posts.
Oh, they love
flip-flops. Oh, yeah, flip-flops are out.
Yeah, and get some nasty feet going, all dirty and hard on the bottom.
Yeah, nice. They get the cheap ones. Their feet are all like pitch black on the bottom.
Yeah,
I fucking hate that shit.
Yeah, but like, just like I said, I've never driven a long distance with no shoes. But then like, I'm just like moving my car, and I'm just like, you know, I'm not wearing shoes. I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna like move it over a spot or something. Go and do that. It feels weird, unnatural even.
Yeah, because you're used to it.
Yeah.
Well, it's like when you're driving someone else's car, it's like the first few, you know, whatever, I don't know how long it is, but for the first little while, it's like, this is so foreign, I don't know what's going on.
And I'm like extra nervous because
the brakes work differently for different brands of car.
Yeah, it's like how the kind of pressure I put on my brakes Now I'm slamming on their brakes.
Now my head just hit the windshield.
Yeah. They have like a fucking feather touch on their brakes, and for me, I gotta jam that shit down.
There's different angles, and it's all weird.
Yeah, plus I'm like self-conscious the whole time. I'm like, oh god, this is someone else's car. If I fuck this up, man, ugh.
It's like when you're fucking someone else's girl.
I know.
It's all different and foreign.
I don't want to ruin
new,
her.
New smells and touch and feelings.
Mike's a really good friend of mine. I don't want to ruin his chick for her by fucking the shit out of her. Then when he tries to fuck her, ugh.
Do you think do girls really care about like that?
What?
I mean, if they, like
I one, ruined her vagina.
Like they're like.
I think she'd care.
Say a girl's with two different, like you know, people are like juggling two different dudes.
Okay.
You know, they just start out with both of them. One's fucking her so good, but he's kind of a boring, you know, whatever negative thing. Either he's an asshole, boring, you know, whatever.
Girls guy, like assholes. So
but yeah, that's why I didn't say asshole. But you know, whatever. He's just a shitty personality, not very fun. The other guy, he's super nice, and you know, she likes his personality, but he's just horrible in bed. Which one are they choosing, you think?
Man, I don't. It's such an individual thing. Ah, man. I don't know. It's too. There's too much into it. Because if the sex part is so important to a chick, she might just pick the shitty dude with the good sex.
I was
sex.
Thinking about a similar thing the other day.
I don't know.
How. It's like when you first date a girl, you'll never know what it's going to be like year four if she's still going to be putting out as much. Because in the beginning, you know, she's gonna.
Well, in all relationships, that
I know
goes down.
I know it goes down, but some people by year three,
it's done.
Yeah, which I don't know why these people stick around.
I don't know.
Like, isn't that? I guess it's not important to you, but if you're just constantly sneaking away to jerk off, it's like, dude, enough, put an end to it.
Relationships get in those kind of ruts like that, where we just been really, together a long time, so this is just what
for
we
the
know.
Most part,
I guess you know we're fine.
You should, on average, have sex 1 to 2 times a week. I think to have a healthy relationship. Now you might have your times where you go a week or two, you know, with shit's going on, where maybe you don't. But if you average it all out, you should be 1 to 2 times a week, I think, to be healthy. That's my Klein, the seal of approval.
I don't know. I would say 3 times a month.
What? That's 1 or 2. That's the same thing I said. It's like 1 or 2 times a week.
No, 1 or 2 times a week could be anywhere from
it's
like...
It's an average. If you have sex 4 times week 1, and then... Negative time 1 times.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm never good at math.
I mean, 4 to 2 times a week, let's just say there's 4 weeks in the month, or yeah, so that's like either 4 times or 8 times. Sometimes there's 5 weeks in a month, so it could be anywhere from 4 times to 10 times in 1 month. That's a little different than my 3 times
a month. What
would
you, if I said, all right, pick...
Because as you said, you know, off weeks, and just, you know, we're busy, and,
pick
you know,
a number, what would you want?
Pick a number, any number. I mean, once a week sounds fine.
Now, would you rather it be spontaneous or every Saturday? Every Saturday.
I've never had that in a relationship. I remember your old roommate. He had his... We have sex on Tuesdays. That is it. Rain or shine, we are fucking on Tuesdays.
You were my old roommate. Who's this?
Nick.
He said this?
Yeah. You don't remember this?
No.
Tuesdays was his night to have sex.
With who?
His fiance, that was her schedule.
Oh, yeah, his super hot fiance.
Yeah. It was Tuesday. Weird night, too, Tuesday.
I've said that.
But that was it.
In
they
general?
They had sex on Tuesdays, which is, I don't like, because that is so... You really take away something from your lovemaking by doing that, scheduling it.
She was super hot.
Yeah, that is just weird.
I have a feeling... No, I don't know, but... Don't you think that's...
I mean, yeah, make time for it, but don't like, all right, Tuesdays at 8 o'clock.
Don't you think upper echelon girls probably don't have as much sex? Because they really don't have to.
Why is sex a negative thing? They don't have to.
I don't know.
Wouldn't they want
don't
to?
You, maybe it's just my whatever, but I just assume that girls don't like sex that much, and they're just kind of... I know that to not be true, but in
that,
my...
Yeah, that's like an...
But there's part of me that says... Yeah, they don't care.
That's the insecurity on your part. Like, girls, no girl wants to fuck me. This is a chore for her. Give her a break.
Because my girlfriend will goof around sometimes. Like, I don't feel like it. You're gross or whatever. Just kind of thing. Like, and I'll just be like...
Is she kidding?
She never said the gross part is out of that because it's funnier. And I was like, fuck it, now I'm going to sleep. Like, he's all angry.
You start crying and shit. Yeah,
she was just goofing.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, but you know what? The other thing I was thinking about is how I see these people online go about, I'm with my dream man, I get to be with him the rest of my life, all this bullshit. That ideal thing, it annoys me because you know there's probably, no matter who you're dating, there's probably a million people who are better, and you know, whatever way you want to say.
Well, I mean,
whatever, if you want to go, but you know, looks wise or relate or
you know, there's billions of people on the fucking planet.
I mean, ballpark number, how many people in the United States would date us right now if we got a chance to meet and ask them out
in the United States?
And date us from not just one date, but like date for like, you know,
prolonged period,
yeah, at least a few months.
You know what?
It's got to be like at least a million, right?
I was going to say millions. Yeah, we're normal, and you know, we're talking to normal people. Doesn't that make you feel good?
Yeah.
Millions of women would date you?
Yeah, but it's true.
It is true. It's totally legit.
That's why you just kind of got to like not worry about what, like a lot of guys get antsy when they're in relationships. Like, just like if you find a girl, it's kind of cool to stick with her because there's always going to be something out there that's going to be better probably.
It's funny because, I mean, we say this, and I know it's true, because, you know, like as I said, you know, we're normal-looking guys, you know, you're talking to normal girls, yeah, so you do the math. But in my mind, no girl would want to fucking date me.
Even the ones who are dating you don't want
to date you. Yeah, it's like, I go out into the world, like, you know, you get a glance. I'm like, she's not looking at me like that. Girls don't like me.
Girls date us because they can't get, like, it's like, you know, you get those jobs where it's like, well, it's a paycheck until I find something better.
Yeah. I have such low self-esteem. Like, that's what, no one would be interested in me. Come on. Let's get real here.
Yeah, and obviously it's not realistic. You couldn't ask a million girls out, but realistically.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, do the math. And it is kind of a nice feeling. It makes you feel good.
Well, I mean, that's everybody pretty much. I mean,
well, for most people, unless you're a mutant.
Even mutants get people.
They do, but not as much. Come on.
All right, so they can get 500,000 people.
Now, listen, even mutants don't want to date other mutants. They're just driven to it by necessity. Listen, it's either I'm with you or I'm alone.
Don't you wish there was a program that could give you the exact number of how many people would date you in the United States?
And pictures, profiles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that I want. Not just the number.
They need to realize, I don't want these fake algorithms like then Match.com. I want people to look at all your social media, how you speak, you know, all this stuff.
Would it be?
And they figure it out.
That's how I speak.
And then you're like, it just pops up in your email. Here's a match.
Yeah,
You'd have to do it geographically because, like, there might be a girl who's perfect for you in Kansas City.
Yeah, I'm not really traveling.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
It gets a little less when you get into your, like, me, I barely leave, like, a 10-mile radius in my house. So if I was single again, it'd be a lot harder to find a girl. But luckily, you have the internet.
Yeah, although,
you know, if not for the internet, like, man, it's like, what am I doing? People like us who don't have, like, a huge group of friends and stuff, it's like...
Yeah, there's not, like, oh...
Otherwise known as losers.
My buddy, he's gonna, My buddy set me up with one of his friends. It's never happened in my fucking life.
We were going to the bar, and he knows his friend Steve, and his girlfriend's with her, and then with her is like her friend Pam. It's like, hey,
yeah, like, hey, Steve, why don't you get with that girl Pam because I'm stealing your girl?
Whatever, but if you don't have that,
yeah,
it's like, okay,
I've never had that. Never in my life has a friend said, hey, Mark, you know who you'd be great with? Susie. Why don't I set you guys up on a date? Never. That's a TV thing as far as I'm concerned.
You know what's funny, though? When I hear people do that, I go, you know what? I'm so much better than them because I don't need anybody. I just hang out with myself mostly, you know?
I like being alone, okay?
Yeah. But don't you feel like that's not something I want to do?
But it's like, the thing is, I think...
There's time, like, every once in a while, not now, but when I was single, I'd get like, I'll be sitting around a center like, fuck, I wish I knew some people.
Yeah.
Now I don't even give a shit.
I know. But like when I was single, I'd think, okay, I mean, I know people.
I can hire a prostitute.
I know people, and let's say, you know I'm single. You have single friends. Why wouldn't you do that? What the fuck do you think of me? That's never happened in my life. Do you have such a shitty opinion of me?
You know,
you wouldn't even cross your fucking mind?
A few years ago, I dated this girl. It wasn't even dating. I hung out with her a few times. I think I only had sex with her once. And
maybe
I hung out with her.
Maybe like half a time.
I hung out with her a bunch of times, but she was one of those girls who would always fall asleep. Like, I think she did it on purpose. Like, she must not have been that into sex. Like, one time we did it, but the rest of the time she was either falling asleep or, like, you know, it's like, I'm old. Oh, that pisses me off, too.
I know.
Like, 29-year-olds, like, I'm old. I gotta get to bed early. Like, fuck off. Anyways, what was I gonna say about her?
How she pretended to sleep so she couldn't fuck you?
Well, oh, so she, then later on we just didn't talk for a while, and then she met somebody else, some bullshit, and she set me up with her friend, which was a disaster. She's like, this is my friend, she's really cool, blah, blah, blah. So I took her to a baseball game, seemed to get along, and then we went to a movie. I'm like, oh, 2 dates, great. But then I got that, like, my spidey sense were like, she's not into you at all. I'm pretty sure she's actually a lesbian, I was thinking to myself. Not because she didn't like me. Like, if she doesn't like me, she must be a lesbian. But no.
It's the only logical answer.
And then, you know, then it was the old, I'm not going to answer your text shit. So then finally I texted a girl who I used to go out, like, yeah, I don't know what's going on. She's not texting me back. I don't think she's into me. And then she's like, yeah, you're right. She's not into you.
You're right. Like, she hates you.
Like, she went back, you know, she got the information.
Yeah.
Which is bullshit. Why can't you just say, you know, I guess it's too painful, but it's text. I don't know what the big deal is.
I know. No one wants that awkwardness. That's why people don't. You know, people will bullshit you and be like, oh, no, I'll tell you right now.
You know what else is?
You know what? They really don't.
A lot of guys have ruined that for us because, you know, if a girl said, I'm not interested in you, maybe in my head I'll be like, you fucking bitch. But in reality, I'm like, okay, all right.
Yeah.
But there's guys who will be like, fuck you, you skank. You know, they get angry and violent.
Yeah, but there's girls like that too. People don't like rejection, but fucking be an adult.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Don't ruin it for everyone else. Then maybe people will be more cordial and be like, listen, you know, you was fun. These last couple nights were fun, but
Well, that's why most people do just the break in contact. That's it. I don't want to have this fucking discussion, so guess what? I'm not answering your calls, I'm not answering your texts, and that's just fucking...
But I've seen screenshots of people online where the guy goes nuts, he's like, fine, don't answer me, you dumb bitch. Like, I've never done that. Like,
I'll
do the, hey, what's up? And then after like an hour or two, I'm like, oh, they didn't text me back. But instead of saying hey again, I'll just say like some anecdote, like, oh man, get this, you know, I'll say something like I'm doing.
Yeah.
And then if I don't get another one, it's like, alright, that's it. I get it. You don't want to talk to me anymore.
Yeah, you try for a little bit, and it's like, because you never know what's going on with people. Like, maybe they're not ignoring me. Maybe there's something came up.
Or maybe that one time that girl claimed she got attacked, so she didn't have to talk to me anymore.
Yeah.
I told the story on the air years
ago. I was
mugged.
I met
a girl, I think it was online or something. She came over to my house. We started watching Halloween. Like, 10 minutes in the movie, she gets a phone call, and she goes, oh man, you know what? I gotta go to work. There's trouble, emergency at work.
Man, I just texted my friend and told her to call me because I'm miserable.
Probably.
Shit. Oh shit, I gotta go.
Probably. So then, like 3 days, I didn't think anything of it. 3 days later, I text her, hey, what's up? Who is this? I'm like, what the fuck? You know, you get that fear in you, like, shit.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, you know, I
don't know who this is.
You know, I thought, who I am. You know, this is Steve. But, like, you know, this is Mike, blah, blah. Well, this is her brother. She was mugged last night. Do you know anything about this? I was like, I was so fucking scared. Like, holy shit. And I'm like, hold on. Calm down. You have nothing to do with this.
Or did you?
And then I go,
you don't take rejection too well, do you, Mike?
Then, you know what, then finally, like, weeks later, she texts me, like, oh, yeah, sorry about that. It's almost like she forgot about it. Yeah, my boyfriend, you know, he was pissed off at me. I think the whole thing was her scam.
Yeah, that was a fucking lie. The whole thing was a lie.
She was either playing games with me or, you know, which is probably the most case.
Oh, what a girl said to me once, like, we were talking, and I knew her previously, but then I kind of ran into her, like, on the, you know, the dating sites. So we're talking, and I'm like, well, let's hang out. Let's do something. Because, like, I knew her before. Like, we've hung out.
I think that's an in.
And we hung out in the fucking past, and now we ran into each other on the dating site, and you're talking to me, so crazy me. Let's hang out. So she tells me some story. Oh, I can't. I got jumped. I got beat up the other day, so I'm like, well, when the bruises fade away, then yeah.
What, are you getting nude in front of me? Like, who cares if you have bruises?
No, she had, like, black eyes.
You got a photo shoot?
She's got, like, she didn't want me to see her all beat up.
Yeah, because, you know, when I go on dates, I like to take selfies, and we're not going to be able to if I have bruises all over me.
Yeah.
They'll think you did it, and then you'll be arrested, you know.
But then she came up with some other shit. She's just a fucking, you know.
Yeah, I got mugged again. It's really weird.
Yeah. She wasn't stable.
Yeah, I think that that's this girl. She did what you said. She had her friend call her to get out, which I don't... What's the book? I guess she just didn't like the looks of me, maybe?
I mean, like, really, what could you have done if she left 10 minutes into the fucking movie?
And if she didn't like the idea of coming to my house for the first meeting...
Then fucking come over to your
house! Yeah, she's the one who came over!
Or suggest something else. Like, you know what? It's a little weird for me to come over your house.
Yeah, you want to fucking Denny's or something?
Yeah, let's meet somewhere else. And either you say, cool, no problem, or, well, fuck that.
That's the weird thing, though. When girls don't like you, you're just weird.
That's it.
It's so weird. We went to Denny's, and he ordered a Grand Slam, and he got sausage instead of bacon. What a weirdo.
That's how they are.
That's really all they are.
If they don't like you, you're a weirdo. There's something, you know, and that's just it. And if they like you, whatever you do is fine. We all know it. You do something, it's weird. You do something, it's normal. And okay. It's the exact same thing. It just happens to be whatever their opinion of
you
is. So,
Karen, how's your date? He's so hot, he shit himself, and then he smeared it all over the walls. Oh, my God.
That just shows you how confident he is. Because yeah. Not a lot of people could do that. No one. I mean, how many guys do you know that could pull that off? Mm-hmm. Not many.
That's right.
Yeah. If you want to pull that off, go to hotshotwizkids.com. I'll tell you all
and
my
give us
secrets.
Money for having an extra long episode today.
That's true. YouTube, Facebook, Twitter.
Craigslist Corral is canceled.
Oh, yeah, because we did like some extra long episode. Mm-hmm. Nah, tell a friend. It's really not canceled, though. It'll be on tomorrow. What?